Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo ho 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 ho! Welcome into a funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker here. Ephraim Salam filling in for Chris Broussard there. You there. And man, we got a great show for you. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. Thank you, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Wow!
And what a show we have planned for you. Mike Golic Jr. is coming up in about Mike Golic Jr. coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll talk to him, get some NFL stuff. We'll talk, of course, NFL. We'll talk some college football as well. A little something brewing at Michigan. In the third hour, Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM. He will stop by. We'll talk some betting and gambling for this coming weekend. We'll have the NFL pigskin pickoff. But first, let me say hello and a happy Friday to Ephraim Salam, the former.
What up?
The former offensive lineman played 45 years in the NFL. Not that many, but he played a lot. And what was it, 14?
Bunch. Played 13, man. I 13. Played 13. Yeah.
So a baker's dozen. They gave you an extra year, even though you played 12.
That's all right, man. But once you get over 10, it is what it is, man.
Is that what you need to get fully vested?
Nah, you need three. You need 2 years and three games, which is essentially three games. I mean, 3 years, three full years being on the active roster.
And in baseball, to get fully guaranteed, you need 10 years. Obviously, different game. But Ephraim Salam.
Yeah, but I tell you this. For baseball, all you got to do is play one game in the majors and you get health care for life.
Now, you know what? You already know, as a baseball guy and writer who's covered baseball since 1986, that's one of the great things about their union, Ephraim. And you know that. Like that. They qualify for their pension and health care. Like you
How
don't have
that?
To. I mean, that is what it should be. And they fought for it. Because did you see that video, Ephraim, real quick? There's a video going out. Some guy was, complaining about the health care situation. And, of course, and this all related to DeMar Hamlin and,
right.
and you know, his unfortunate situation and how, you know, the coverage just isn't good. And it is good news. I don't want to start with it, but it is good news that he FaceTimed with his team and he's talking again. This is a blessing, man. It's a miracle because it looked bleak, Ephraim. It really did.
Yeah, it did. And the reality of the situation is DeMar is going to be dealing with this for the rest of his life.
Right.
Right. Oh, he can recover and it'll be great. God willing, I hope that is the case. They said when he woke up, the first thing he wanted to know if they won the game.
Which was very interesting because, you know, you don't even know if he would remember he's a football player.
But
do you know what I mean?
Right, like, right. But like that's the mentality of an athlete.
Right.
Especially when you get to that level, the only thing he wanted to know is, did we win the game? What's our seeding going into the playoffs? And I was telling my some of my family the other day that if the doctors came into the room today and told him, hey, you're healthy, you're cleared, he'd try to play Sunday.
Yeah, but you'd have to keep him out.
You know what I mean?
But I know what you mean.
But that's our mentality. So moving forward, you know, players will always want to play. And he'll be dealing with this for the rest of his life. And the way the current NFL insurance is set up is 5 years after a player retires, their insurance expires.
It's awful. It's just awful. And Ephraim, because you don't play that long in the league, you're young when you retire. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? And you really don't need, and I'm not saying, you know, you could have issues, but normally when you're younger, you don't really need healthcare.
You
it's
know
when
that.
You get older.
You're 1,000, so once
you
got
it.
To 950.
I'm in the healthcare, man.
Right.
I'm all into it. I need my healthcare.
So when I was, I remember I was, I want to say around going almost 40.
Right.
And then I get a letter, an email saying, hey, just a heads up.
Your health care is over.
Such and such date. The health care coverage for you and your family, my wife and two children, are over. So prepare accordingly. And I've been in the league since I was 21 years old. I didn't even know how to get health coverage.
And when they send you that Cobra bill on what it's going to be, you go, for people who don't know, when you get that Cobra, you're like, are you kidding
me? It's like $5,800 a month.
It's crazy. All right, hey, Ephraim, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew and get into the show. Again, we're so happy that DeMar Hamlin is improving.
100%,
man. Great news.
It's man.
Just, it is. It really is. Of course, our producer is Rob G. Our engineer is Alex. And at the anchor desk, Steve DeSager.
Hey,
he'll keep us updated throughout the program.
The great Steve DeSager. Don't
yes.
do him some justice now.
Oh, no doubt. I've always given him credit. I say he's the best sports national anchor in these United States.
No lies
said it a
told
million times.
There. No lies told there.
All right. Hey, Rob G., I want to bring you in real quickly because Ephraim, at first, you know, when this unfortunate incident happened, you know, and afterwards it was like, hey, the players, whatever we need to do to make, you know, to make this smooth, we'll be okay with it. And then the NFL came up with this idea of an AFC neutral site game and some of this other stuff, and they're not going to go by the rule book, which talks about going by percentage, right? Ephraim, when you don't play the same number of games for whatever reason, and now the Bengals are pushing back and ain't too happy about what the league has okayed, Rob G.
Yeah, Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach, was pretty vocal at his news conference today. We tried getting the sound. We had several people working on it all day. Apparently, this is one of those ones that got lost in the ether by the NFL.
Really? I bet it got lost in the ether.
They didn't want to have
maybe
that.
Maybe Andy
Andy Furman.
Andy Furman, he ate it. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Yeah. But here's what Zach Taylor said. They got people, their panties in a twist, as Rob Parker would say.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, we just want the rules to be followed. And when a game is canceled, they just turn the winning percentage to clarify everything so we don't have to make up the rules. There's several instances this season where the club is fined or people in our building are fined and we're able to follow the rules. It's black and white in the rule book. So now when we point out the rules and you're told we're going to change that, I don't want to hear about fair and equitable when that is the case. Opportunities lost for us. We had a chance to control that. Now we do not, and that's fine. But it seems like there's positives for a lot of teams and just negatives for us.
And Ephraim, I'm going to second that emotion because from Jump Street, I just said, I've seen other leagues where people don't play the same amount of games and they go by winning percentage. I just think that's what you have to do. Because once you start doing all this juggling and fixing things and now a neutral site in the AFC Championship game and all these other things, I think you're doing too much. Where are you?
Yeah, you're doing too much and you're causing a situation where there shouldn't be one. Things were in place for something like this, and now for the NFL to try to walk it back and try to adjust it and change it on the fly, that's not fair. You can't do that.
Why is it on the books, right, if you're not going to follow it?
If it's not a rule, if it's a rule, why will we even be having this conversation for whatever reason they feel they need to alter or amend the rule for whatever reason, but the people get left holding the bag are the Cincinnati Bengals. And they've played well enough this year for them to – they can't even – under this new thing, they can't even have a shot at the number one seed in the AFC anymore.
And let's just be honest. And obviously it was the game had just started. It wasn't that old. But they were winning in that game too, 7-3. I know that didn't mean the game was over.
The sample size was too small.
Too small, but they were winning.
They've been playing great football from mid-season on.
What did they have, a 7-game winning streak, right?
They're on fire right now. Right. So they went into that game – I believe they were like a point favorite or something like that. Maybe I don't know, but it was a pick 'em basically. For you betting fans out there, it was a +1. Either Buffalo or Cincinnati, and anybody
but it wasn't right. It was basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, exactly. So you know they were confident in their abilities and what they were going to do. Monday night, it didn't happen. And now they feel like they're being punished, and that's not right. It's not fair.
Yeah, it is a tough pill to swallow, especially because, like I said, you say all the right things at first. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to come off, Ephraim, here's a guy almost lost his life on a football field in Cincinnati, right? So you don't want to be the bad guy sounding like, what are you, belly aching about the game and how they're going to handle it. But then when they handle it, you do have issues, especially when there are already rules in place. It doesn't really make sense on why they're changing. It doesn't.
No. I don't know what's behind it.
That was my original thing. Just go by percentage points. Just go by the winning percentage.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? Like, I don't understand this need for reshuffling the deck, right? Because it's there for a reason. So let's just do it because we've already written the rule for it.
Right. Huh. How do you think it's going to play out? The NFL, they've already okayed it, I guess. So they're not going back.
When they start going to coin flips to see who gets home field advantage, right. Come on, bro. Like, that's not – it's too much on the line to leave it up to that.
Right. And it's just – I think if you do winning percentage and whatever it shakes out, you just have to accept that, right? Winning percentage, not the amount of wins if you didn't play the same amount of games. And who knows? You know what? Of all this bellyache and all this talk, what if Kansas City loses this week?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, all of this, and they lose, Ephraim, right? And then all of a sudden, it ain't the same thing. Like, they're not supposed to lose. I don't know if they're going to, but I'm just saying that would be.
I will say this, man. No matter what, the Raiders always play Kansas City tough.
There you go. So that might be one of those. They look downtrodden and they got all kinds of issues, but that might be that they might just put it all together for one day, one game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. Did the Bengals get shafted by the NFL when they overhauled the playoff structure on yesterday? We'll continue that conversation with you on this funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple with Ephraim Salaam and for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. Stick and stay.
For the best callers in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, and for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And the Odd Couple is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, bundle and save at progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, or for you laymen, 877-996-6369. And we're talking about the NFL's new game plan for moving forward and what they're going to do in the postseason. And the Cincinnati Bengals indeed have their panties in a bunch and they're not feeling what the NFL has decided to do. Do they have a gripe or are they just belly aching babies? We want to hear from you, 877-99-ON-FOX.
Well, we got Roger on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Roger in Tacoma, what you got?
How you doing, man?
Hey, good.
So, when I heard about all of these machinations about a neutral site for the AFC Championship game possible, the whole time I'm thinking this morning, why don't they just go with winning percentage, set the bracket, and play it just like normal? Because everyone knows this is an unforeseen and unique circumstance. These two teams would just have one less game, go by winning percentage, play the tournament. Now, the other thing that you make, which is really unfortunate, you make Zach Taylor speak at a really sensitive time
right.
with our country. You know what I mean? You make him voice this pleasure that he shouldn't have to voice because we're just coming out of the shadow of this guy almost dying. And so I just thought it was overthink. It was meddling. It was just play the damn winning percentage and move on.
Yeah, it is a tough spot. That's why at first, Ephraim, everybody's like, yeah, whatever we got to do, you know what I mean? Because nobody wants to be that heel where this guy's fighting for his life and you're bellyaching over some game, you know?
Yeah,
but now that he's improving and you see what has shaken out from the league and now you're not happy.
Yeah, it seems weird. We got Tim in Atlanta. You on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Chili Tim.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Rob?
What's happening?
What's going on? What's up, Ian? I knew this was going to happen. I was like, it's only a matter of time. Because, like you were saying, like everybody was so concerned about what was going on. You knew sooner or later, it was just waiting in the wings. Somebody was going to be disappointed about not getting a fair share. So I agree with that call before. You put Zach Taylor in a bad position.
Right.
But the Bengals, you know, hey man, you know, it's an unfortunate incident. It could have been your player. It could have worked the other way around. You know, if you're really brotherhood, like you say you're brotherhood, you know, if you're a good team, go in there and just play the game. You got momentum. You're doing good. Just go win. You know. It's just the break. It's just like a bad call sometimes.
But, Tim, the thing I will agree with Cincinnati and their belly aching is that the rule's already in place. Like, Ephraim, that's the issue. Like it ain't like this never happened or they never tried to figure out, well, what happens if everybody doesn't play the same amount of games? You got to have that in your bag of tricks just in case. What could be weather, earthquake? You know what I mean? There's all kinds of things that could have stopped games where a certain team can't play the full schedule.
Yeah, and the rule is there for a reason. If something happened, follow the rule and keep it pushing. That's it.
Yep, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you.
We got Adam in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Hey, Adam, do you have your own private Idaho? That's all I want to know.
I can't tell my secrets, my friend.
Hey, I want you to know that's one of my favorite songs by the B-52s, Private Idaho.
There you go. And nobody talks about that very much out here anymore.
No? Yeah, that's a song from the 80s, so those people are probably dead. That's why. No.
Yeah, they probably think that's a shot at a bar or something. What's a B-52? I'll take one.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I'll be quick. I think it's kind of ridiculous put Zach in that position and change the rule. If we're going to flip things on its ear and start making stuff up, let's go play it at a college stadium that houses 120,000 seats if we're going to go crazy.
Right. You could do all kinds of stuff.
If we're Willy Whim on this, so let's just go crazy.
I don't understand why they would look at the rule knowing they have it, Ephraim, and just say it's in the rule book. There's no debate here. What's the debate? It's in the rule book. We're going by percentage.
Sometimes people like to complicate situations and then try to solve the complication to fill or add more value to what they're doing. Like, I solved the problem. Well, you actually created the problem first and then solved the problem. So in reality, are you a problem solver or a problem starter?
Exactly. All right. We've got DraftKings football analyst Mike Golic Jr. coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in from DraftKings. He's a college football and NFL analyst, Mike Golic Jr., and also host of the Gojo podcast. Mike, what's up? What's up, Jr.?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Good, man.
Doing
good.
Great. Well, first, make sure you tell your dad we said hello. Let's do that, okay?
No, definitely will do. I know he'll appreciate that. I'm getting ready to go bother him during Super Bowl week now out in Arizona, since him and mom decided to go get warm. So I'll make sure.
There's nothing wrong with that. We'll be out there all week, man. Arizona's a good spot. So Mike, let's start here. The Bengals have an issue. The league has a rule that says if the teams don't play the same amount of games, you go by winning percentage, and they changed it. They all of a sudden decided they wanted to flip the script. A neutral site for the AFC Championship game, and the Bengals, who were nice in the beginning, aren't nice right now. They're not happy. Do they have a gripe?
They do have a gripe, unfortunately. It's not one that I think most people are going to be inclined to listen to at this point. Like, the NFL was essentially handed a blank slate when it came to how to operate with this, because we were all operating under the understanding that whatever was in the best interest and was, you know, going to be the safest for the Buffalo Bills, being sensitive to their situation, was probably going to get a pass. And so I always knew that fans of the Bengals, fans of teams involved in this might feel some type of way, and even the players, but ultimately it's going to fall on deaf ears because we all saw the gravity of this situation and what it meant. So, yeah, they probably do have a gripe, but again, this is like a tree that falls in the woods type of situation.
Yeah, but there's a rule in place for something like this. Well, not this specific thing, but something that would cause a game not to be finished, and all of a sudden that rule wasn't good enough in this situation?
Yeah, I guess just because, again, like you mentioned, not this specific situation. Like, we thought we had things in place for a lot of how this would be handled, and outside of, thankfully, the emergency response team and what they were able to do, the rest of that was sort of a work in progress and stuff that was done on the fly and stuff that had to be consulted with again there. And so, listen, I'm sure this is the last thing the NFL wants, is undue attention on different parts of its playoff process and people crying foul about the model here in the postseason. And I can't imagine that creating a solution this complex was something that anybody was really excited about. And so I think because it's born out of how specifically traumatic this experience was, again, I understand and totally get how the Bengals are feeling, but I also know on the other side of this, the NFL was trying to do their best in a situation where there were going to be very few people that came out feeling good on the other side about how this went.
Mike, let's go to the Lions-Green Bay game up in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Sunday night football. Packers needed to make the playoffs. The Lions need to win and some help in order for them to make the playoffs. But my question to you is, Aaron Rodgers is 5-0 in win and in games. But when I also look at the Packers, I look at the defense that we thought was going to be pretty decent has come together, and they have like 6 or 7 interceptions the last couple of games. They beat up Minnesota, took the ball away, and they did it also in Miami on a road game. How good is their defense, and can they get this thing done?
Listen, their defense has definitely showed signs of improvement. I'm not going to overweight too much, especially what we saw last week, because I feel like for a lot of people, that's the thing that we're coasting off of, is look what they did to Justin Jefferson, which I totally understand. But he is also one guy in an offense that statistically doesn't do a ton of other things super well besides throw and get him the football. So you deserve a ton of credit for that, but it also doesn't undo what I saw for the rest of the year. What I'm frankly more concerned about is the Lions offense on the road and what they've managed to do this year or not do this year on the road in those environments. And then the Lions' rush defense. We saw them get embarrassed on the road against the Carolina Panthers. And right now, that's the best thing that Green Bay has got going, is they finally leaned into the ground attack.
Absolutely right. Out of all the games this weekend, including the games tomorrow, what are you most excited to see fall into place? What are the games that are most important in terms of playoff seeding that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think once that game got flexed into Sunday night that we were just talking about between the Lions and the Packers, man, the Rams with a chance to play spoiler. And you know, going back to that first matchup between these two teams, it was essentially Jalen Ramsey, Bobby Wagner, and the Pips in that game. A decimated Rams roster that managed to go out and give the Seahawks hell now has an opportunity going back, and we've heard from Bobby Wags this week saying, hey, listen, this is a team that I feel like gave up on me. You added Baker Mayfield into the mix, which is a nice little chaos agent for a guy who I think has a good future as the next Ryan Fitzpatrick in the NFL if he wants to embrace that. And so I look at that game because that ultimately is going to decide, hey, do the Lions have anything to play for when it gets to Sunday Night Football? And so all eyes on that matchup in the afternoon for a Geno Smith-led Seahawks team that, you know, I think has lost a little bit of steam down the back half of the season and now still has the opportunity to potentially cash their postseason dreams in.
Our guest is Mike Golic Jr., DraftKings college football and NFL analyst. Mike, let me ask you about Devontae Adams. He's saying all the right stuff, and he has a long-term contract, and I'm sure he doesn't want to mess that up. But did he make a mistake in going to the Raiders? And I say that only from the standpoint of, you know, part of the reason he went was because he wanted to be reunited with his college quarterback, and he's no longer going to be there after this season. So is that a tough spot to be in?
I think it's a tough spot to be in. At the same time, I think it's one that if Devontae Adams and his camp were looking at this situation realistically, I'd imagine they accounted for to some extent, right? You looked at Derek Carr's contract going into this season, and we all saw the out. We all saw that a new regime was coming in that didn't have ties to Derek Carr, was going to have the opportunity if things went wrong this season or weren't to their liking and he didn't gel with Josh McDaniels, that they were going to have a chance to get out of him for the cheap. And so I'm sure at some point along the way, that was a thought that crossed his mind, because you can't make this decision. It's like, you know, coming out of high school and committing to a college football team strictly for the coach. It's like, hey, you got to understand in this world that we're in right now, nothing is for certain, especially when you look at the reality of these situations on paper contractually. And so ultimately, will he have made a mistake? I don't know. Josh McDaniels can coach the heck out of some offense. It hasn't looked great this year, but I'm sure that was also part of the appeal. Like, all right, I've seen what he's done in other places here, and even if the quarterback's not Derek, maybe I can be a part of the long-term plans there and get to do it for a very hefty sum of money.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers and their quarterback situation. The fact that Brock Purdy is their third-string quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, it doesn't seem like the team has missed a beat.
Get in the playoffs.
We'll see. What do you think moving forward Brock Purdy has to do with this team to have a viable shot of being the quarterback for them next year?
Well, I mean, a lot of that's going to depend on their postseason run, right? The further you go, the harder it's going to make the conversation next season. And listen, for Trey Lance, I think there was a second surgery that was just involved with him right now. So you're talking about a guy that's not going to get a full off season after not getting a full season when he was supposed to be the starter. Jimmy Garoppolo in much the same boat, back-to-back seasons marred by injury. And so he's putting himself in a very good position in an offense where you know the coordinator, who is the head coach, believes that he is the weapon. Like, the reason Jimmy Garoppolo was as viable for as long as he was in San Francisco is because Kyle Shanahan thinks he's that dude when it comes to calling plays in the NFL, and that he can be the universal solvent for any quarterback that you put back there. And all of a sudden, I had someone, Aaron Schatz from Football Outsider, pointed this out to me the other day. He's like, hey, if they make a deep postseason run, this picture starts to look a lot like the Tom Brady early run in New England, where you've got this late round draft pick who manages to go on a run led largely by a defense that's one of the best in the league. And then on the other side of that, now this team's inclined to look at him a certain way. And to his credit, he's gone out there and produced in an offense that gives him opportunities. And so, listen, they are a very real Super Bowl contender. And if all of a sudden he's the guy calling the signals when it gets to that point, it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation this offseason. And as you guys know, all you can hope for as a player is, can I make it uncomfortable on the decision makers in the building based on what I put on tape? And he's done that so far.
One last thing, Mike. We got about a minute. Will Jim Harbaugh, who put out a weird, he expects to be the coach at Michigan, which, yeah, you're under contract. Why wouldn't you expect to be the coach for Michigan? But do you see him getting a look again in the NFL, maybe the Colts, maybe the Broncos, or what was the other place? One other. I call
Carolina. Probably be in there as well.
What do you expect?
Yeah, I expect him to probably jump. I would say one of those teams would be desperate enough. The Colts on the verge of a full-scale rebuild. The Denver Broncos, who are going to have to hand some coach, Russell Wilson, and say, good luck, make the most that you can out of this. Couple that with some violations that Jim Harbaugh is going to be dealing with the NCAA. And it just kind of reeks of a little bit of Pete Carroll at USC. So I would imagine someone's going to make him that offer. And based on his language, like Silk Sonic, he left the door open. So I feel like he might take that and go.
No doubt. His name is Mike Golic Jr. from DraftKings, man. Good stuff. We appreciate it. Happy New Year. And again, send our well wishes to Pops, all right?
Will do. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salamin for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And Alex, who is this?
Bionic Boogie.
Okay, well, he's digging in those crates. A lot of dust. Here we go, Ephraim. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
You know, I'm really mad about last night, Ephraim. You know why?
Why?
I was 3-0 last night on Shekel City.
Okay.
BetMGM is a great place. But, of course, I didn't put any money down.
Oh.
Like it's typical when I don't put any shekels down.
Well,
guess what?
Why even have the segment if you're not going to put the money up?
I don't do it every night. You know, I don't have NFL money. I didn't play in the league.
You've been doing this for
20 years.
1,000 years, man. You have money. Rob, how many kids you got?
Zero.
You have money.
Okay. How many? All right. No wife, no kids.
Come on, man.
I know.
Right. Come on.
All right, here we go.
You've been to Antarctica, right?
Yes, I have.
You have money. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go. All right, tonight, best bet, I have the 76ers -4.5. They're hosting the Bulls in Philly. Pacers -2.5. They host the Blazers tonight. And I have the Nets coming off their first loss in 13 games. -4.5 at the Pelicans. So there you go. 76ers, Pacers, and Nets are the teams I'm all pulling for tonight because I have laid down a few shekels tonight.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, here you go, Ephraim. Speaking of betting on, we all had a good feeling that the Dodgers were going to do what they did. Am I right? Well, you weren't shocked by the announcement that Trevor Bauer will not wear a Dodgers uniform.
No, I wasn't shocked by that at all.
Did they do the right thing? And as a player, now here's what I'm going to say first. He wasn't well liked before.
Right.
Okay, like you know what I'm talking about, Ephraim. Mm-hmm. If somebody has good guy credit and something goes wrong, you can say, this guy's a good guy, man. He I don't know what he was thinking. He made a mistake, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, people go to bat for you. Old
they
teammates,
go to bat for
your
you.
Teammates, the locker room, the dugout, the clubhouse, whatever it is.
And did you hear anybody stand up for Trevor Bauer?
No.
One person.
No, and we questioned the decision to bring him in from the Dodgers with the knowledge that was already out there, right? So sometimes as an organization – you can get ahead of yourself, right? You can be so hyper-focused on one thing.
And remember, he's coming off of Cy Young, right?
Of course.
He won a Cy Young.
One of the top pitchers in the league.
Right.
But you also have to take on the baggage that comes with that. Now, if you decide that you're willing to take chances on guys just based on their on-the-field play – and not taking account their off-the-field behavior, our reputation, then that's on you. You get what you get. And that was what happened in this situation. There were allegations. There were things that Trevor had been a part of prior to him joining the Dodgers. They only got about, 17 or so games out of him before he got suspended and put on leave, and it's just a bunch of money that they threw down the drain for bringing somebody in who had, questions about what he did off the field. Like, you can't just, as a professional athlete, let me just say this. It's our responsibility not just to perform on the field, the pitch, the court, or any of that. It's also our responsibility to perform off the field of play. And that's to hold yourself accountable and be a representative of the professional sport you decide to play.
And Ephraim, do you also agree with this, that certain organizations can say that, like Blue Bloods, like the Dodgers. They're the team of Jackie Robinson.
Right,
like,
yeah.
They have a different standard. Would you agree to some other teams that might be like, oh, well, we need pitching. We'll just take
them. Of course.
You know, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox. There's teams that'll be like, you won't wear our uniform. We're good, no matter how good you are.
That is a statement, right? There's other talented people who are they're doing everything right. We'll give them $100 million. Right? Like, I mean, these are decisions you have to make. This is what you have to do as an organization. It's just not about winning. It's about representation. It's about your brand. And it's about what you want to stand for in the community.
No doubt about it. And the Dodgers, they made a big statement. They had to eat. They're eating $22 million, okay? That's what they're doing.
Well, they had to.
Right. Otherwise, he would be on the team, and he would be in the locker room in the clubhouse. All right. Hour number two of The Odd Couple's coming up. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. You know what that means. Stick and stay, America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.